Welcome to the Bonanza Boys. It's your host and commissioner, Manager Steele. We're here for some Week 20 action. As always, I'm joined by my co-host, Manager Matt. How you doing?
Steele, doing pretty well. Gonna make this a quick recap for the listeners. Spoiler alert, we're a little bit behind on this one, and playoffs have been determined, but we'll cover the matchups nonetheless. Gotta see what happened.
Indeed, I was gonna talk about them as if we already, you know, we didn't know what happened in the future, but you've spoiled that out of the
You can certainly cut out that part.
Well, why don't you take us into our first matchup here?
Yeah, coming to you live. This is week 20 has just concluded. So these matchups are hot off the press. And first one here, we got yours truly, Manager Steele, team Nelly Spaghetti, with an 11-1 beatdown on Manager Matt T and team Stash Poppy Matt Poppy. And my head turns into an absolute gong show when it comes to that name for some reason. But in the prize banana rankings, you surprisingly came in at second. Well, 11-1, but second's still pretty good with a 9-1-1. And Matt T was in 10th at 2-9-0.
Yeah, this was the one where on the Monday I had a ridiculous amount of face-off wins off the get-go, 52 off the get-go, which was cool to see. But yes, this was a bit of a shellacking against Manager Matt. In terms of categories, none were that close. He managed to snake assists from me with a heroic performance on Sunday, but I'll leave that for you. Actually, that will be for me to discuss. Looking at Manager Matt's strong players, we'll start off with that heroic Sunday performer, Mr. Kotkaniemi, Jesperi, who had 5 points on the Sunday, 1 goal, 4 assists, 4 on the power play, +3, 5 shots and 10 faceoff wins. So we'll see if he is able to step up in the absence of both Svetch and I think it's Jesper Fast that's also out there. I can't quite remember. As we go down the list, Jamie Benn, 2 goals and assists apiece, 1 power play point, 7 shots, 27 faceoff wins with 5 hits. Nikushkin has been great lately here. He has been quite good. 1 goal, 3 assists, +1, 9 shots on goal. Tarasenko, 2 goals, 3 assists, 2 on the power play with 6 shots and 3 hits. And as we scroll down, we'll get to his goalies, and they weren't very strong, so I'll save that for the weak performance.
Yeah, I will take a look at that. Kotkaniemi, I was just listening to the radio today, and they were talking about his draft class, and the picks 1 to 4 in his draft class?
What year was he again?
I have no idea. I just know his picks. 2000. Dahlin was number one, tell you that.
Was this, like, the Zadina went right after him? He went third, right?
Kotkaniemi went third, and that was the point of the whole conversation was who went fourth. So it was Dahlin,
Brady Tkachuk. No,
Brady Tkachuk was fourth. Oh my goodness, yeah. What a miss by Montreal! I mean, obviously, he's brutal enough to see him that often in Ottawa, but yeah, man, that would be brutal for the battle of the battle of Montreal and Toronto. But anyways, we'll look at your strong performers here. It was a beatdown. Draisaitl with 8 points to 5 power play points. Really strong week from him. Claude Giroux topping him, though, with 9 points. 3 goals, 6 assists, +7. 2 power play points, 10 shots, 35 faceoff wins. Good week from him. Shout out to Mo Sider for the 25 hits. And Aiden Hill in net, 3 games started, 2 wins, a 227 goals against, and a 936 save percentage.
On the weak side for you, Manager Matt Poppy, Stash Poppy, we'll start off with the goalies. We had Campbell, Samsonov, Quick, and Phoenix Copley, my favorite punching bag. They combined for 5 game starts, 3 wins, so not bad on that ratio, as Phoenix does. But a 4.16 goals against average and an 861 save percentage, which I somehow swept the goalie cats with some atrocious stats myself. On the skater side here, we'll start off with Mr. Bjoink. Just the 1 assist, -1. He did have 4 hits and 8 blocks. I think that was in 3 or 4 games, though, so not the best outcome for him. Austin Matthews just had the two assists. He's been a bit of a bum lately, needs to step it up. And then we had Romanov and Murphy, pointless, not doing too much in the hits and blocks. But then a lot of skaters just had okay performances for manager Matt.
I do predict a strong outpouring of points for Austin Matthews in the coming weeks, as this is okay. The Monday after the matchup. We'll see if that comes true. But weak performers for you, Bo Horvat and Chandler Stephenson, no points. Dylan Cousins, no points, -4. Tavares with just one goal, -4. And in net, Vanacek and Hellebuyck. Matti didn't put up much of a fight in the goalie categories, but Hill kind of saved your week. Vanacek, two actually got both wins, but 5.30 goals against and an 8.13 save percentage. That's surprising. And Hellebuyck, three games started, one win, a 5.12 goals against and an 8.54 save percentage.
Yeah, like Vanacek has been quite disappointing during these matchups here. I'm hoping for a shutout coming down the road to help out the boys. But one of those games was against Arizona that he let in multiple goals. MVP, who'd you go with here?
I think I have to go with Giroux, though he didn't win assists. Leon probably makes more sense, but Leon's so good that I'll just give it to Giroux this time. He had a great week.
No, very fair. I'm happy to go elsewhere on my MVP with Giroux as well. So we'll head into our second matchup, and I meant elsewhere from Draisaitl. We've got the Ratman returns. Manager Drew taking on One Nut Wheeler. Honk, honk! Manager Neil. I always love editing the pod, and I can clearly see where I'm about to say Neil. with a quick honk and a longer honk. This was a 9-2 win for Manager Drew. Neil had a poor week here as he was 0-11, coming in 12th on the prize banana. Drew didn't fare much better, coming in 9th at 2-8-1.
Still a couple of strong performers for Neil, though. DeBrincat with a goal and 4 assists and 3 power play points. Quinn Hughes with 5 assists. He just continues to rack up, though. He's got 56 assists on the season. Or I predict he will have 56 in a couple of weeks from now. Tara Vinen with 3 goals as well. And actually, it's a really good week for Gustafsson and Demko for Neil. They combined for 3 games started, 2 wins, about a 1.0 goals against, and then wow, Gustafsson, what a week, and like a 960 or 970 save percentage. I should say Gustafsson by himself, 2 games started, 2 wins, a 0.48 goals against, and a 986 save percentage. That is crazy. Although I predict very a bad impressive game against Arizona in the future, I think he's going to come back down to earth a little bit.
And on the other side, as has been one of his strengths throughout the season with Linus Allmark, this was a goalie battle, even though they both ranked, they must have done very poorly on the skater side as they had great goalie periffs. Allmark and Bobrovsky combined for 5 games started, 4 wins, a 178, and a 946 save percentage. So Officer Bob's back on the case with Spencer Knight out of the picture. He started everyone but one in this game log that has the future almanac of games. So I can here make some good here. On the skater side, Patrick Laine, 2 goals, 2 assists, 2 on the power play with 6 shots. Clayton Keller had 4 points and 11 shots. Bergeron, 42 faceoff wins, 12 shots on goal, 2 hits. Two hits, 2 goals, 2 assists, +3. Pavelski, goal and 4 assists, +4, 2 power play points, 10 shots and 18 faceoff wins. So still having some decent performances from the skaters.
Yeah, and a number of weak performers for Neil, as expected in the last place prize banana. I'll highlight Ehlers and Mangiapane, who combined for no points and -4, but it was a pretty low scoring output week for the team. And in net, just Jordan Binnington bringing down the goalie stats, really costing Neil. Definitely those two categories he would have won for sure. But with a 2.0, or sorry, a two game started, no wins, a 356 goals against, and an 887 save percentage.
And on the weak side for manager Drew, we'll start off with Marchand. I believe this was in four games. Just put up the two assists, plus two, seven shots, three hits, and a block. Not what you're looking for out of, what's he on the season? What? He's only 75th on the season. Was he out for a while?
He was out for the start.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. That was silly of me. But still, do better. Then we go down. We've got... Anders Lee, it was just one game, so he's pointless. We won't hold that against him. Tyson Berry, pointless, minus one with four shots. That looks like it was in... I don't even know how to read that. So I won't even try. I don't know how many games that was in. That game log is very confusing to look at. Then we had... Pelch, McCabe, and Gustafsson, all pointless, plus one.
Pelch? That's one of my favorites.
And Logan Thompson on the IR being a bum.
Yeah, it happens. MVP for this one, who did you go with here? This is a tough one.
I think I probably go Pavelski.
I would agree at first glance. Just because Gustafsson was so good, you can't give it to either of the goals. Bobrovsky was really good as well, though, I should
Bobrovsky
say.
Bobrovsky was pretty great.
And with that, we'll head into the next matchup. A very close one between manager Jags and team Big Cats Back. And manager Brendan and team DJ Zibanejad, Kaner, and the Breadman. And this was a 6-5 victory for manager Jags. How close? Oh, they tied power play points, quite close. He only won blocks by three, and he really had a tough week in the goalie categories. Jeez. So I guess the power play points tied and blocks by three was pretty close. And in the prize banana rankings, Jags was third at 8-2-1, and Brendan seventh at 5-5-1. I believe Jags has made a decent run of prize banana finishes over the last couple of
weeks.
He has
been doing decently.
His team's been performing well.
Yeah, and this one was huge in terms of the playoff ramifications, as this one, Jags sealed after this, or clinched after this win. And manager Brendan was still on the outside. I believe he needs a win in week 21 to make it in. In his rivalry week, and I know he was very disheartened after Jags' moves really paid off on the Sunday, as he got 12 blocks, and Borgen, Martinez, Sergachev, Tanev all combined for two between them. So that definitely turned the factors, as well as he didn't get any power play points on the Sunday. And Eric Halla, the trade acquisition that I have languished at, managed to get the power play point to tie. But I digress. Let me get back to the matchup totals here for manager Brendan, looking at the strong players. We'll start off with Brendan Tanev. Three goals, six shots, six hits, and a block. He has not had the season everybody had hoped he would have after last year. His hitting's been a little sporadic, and after that torrid start, was it? No, it was last year he had that wild start, right? Where he's scoring a bunch.
I think so, yeah.
Anyways, and then we've got Skinner with 3 points, Suzuki with 3 points. In net, Grubauer has continued. He had a great run. I hope it continues. Two game starts, three wins. So that's always fun to see. 186 goals against and a 921 save percentage. You know, the rest of the goalies were pretty decent. So we'll just say Yari and Georgiev. Georgie! They all combined for seven game starts, six wins, a 248 goals against, a 912 save percentage.
Yeah, that's pretty solid. Not much opposition from Jags, though, in net. Vasilevsky has had a rough stretch here, and it may continue. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. But he and Husso combined for... I didn't talk about any of the strong performers, so I need to do that first. For some reason, yeah, I guess all those goalies are pretty good. Maybe I saw the 906 on Georgiev and thought the other way. But we'll talk about Stutzel here with five goals and two assists and 18 shots and plus six. He is at or he probably will be at 39th in the coming weeks, but he's having quite a good season. Heiskanen with 4 points, Lekkonen with 4 points, but may or may, you know, don't go acquiring him in trades. Haula with 3 points as well. And Fleury with just the one start with a 1.01 goals against and a 9.55 save percentage, and he got the win there.
Yeah, when I saw Arturi hit the wire in my dreams, I was like, ooh, who do I drop to pick him up? And then I was like, ah, nobody. And then I realized what the circumstances were. But on the poor side for manager Brendan, we'll start off with Elias Lindholm. Pointless, minus one, 3 shots, 29 face-off wins. So this was in 3 games. Disappointing for Calgary, as they have... they've been hot and cold here. Patrick Kane, pointless, minus 4, 6 shots on net. That was in 2 games. And where's Mika? Because I didn't mention him in the strong performers. But I guess he was okay. So we'll skip Mika. Martinez was just for that one game, but only managed to get 1 block. It's pretty crazy how his block numbers really... actually, man, he had a good stretch.
He did. That was the only game.
So that 1 block game was is sandwiched between 6 blocks on either side. So that's rough for manager Brendan. As we keep going down the train here, Nick Jensen just had 1 shot. I imagine that was just in 1 game, but not the best pickup. Connor Clifton, just a plus 1. And Ross Colton, just 1 hit. So the pickups and the streams were not... you know, which clearly looked like they could have been the difference in this matchup. We're not doing great for manager Brennan.
Yeah, we'll look at weak performers for Jags. We'll start a net with Vasilevsky and trade acquisition Husso, combining for 5 games started, no wins, 450 goals against, and well, that one's easy. They both had an 873 save percentage. So that's very tough for Jags. Good for him. He got to get the win despite his... you know, two of his goalies performing so poorly. We'll talk about Kempe with just the 1 goal. Ekblad with only 1 goal. Philip Deneau, no points and minus 4. But besides that, it was a pretty good team contribution for Jags here.
MVP, I'm leaning Mr. Heiskanen. I don't think he's been our MVP yet this year, but... I like the power play points. I like the blocks. I like the shots and 2 hits assists to go with it. Obviously, Stutzel had the 5 goals, but yeah, I went with blocks and power play points being pretty close there too.
Yeah, that's pretty... I mean, Halla almost has consideration for that power play point on the on the Sunday, but yeah, and man, Theodore had a really good Sunday as well, but I think that Mr. Heiskanen is a good pick.
Alrighty, so we'll head into our fourth matchup featuring yours truly, the real Slim Brady, manager Matt Kay, taking on A Whole New World, manager Jeffrey. This, well, you should see manager Matt's like, oh my god, his eyes are wide. He loved that.
Because we're out of my order.
oh, are we?
I thought I always go at the end.
I don't know. This is where I got you.
It's happening.
It's happening. This was a tie. This one also had major playoff ramifications. I believe you clinched with this tie here? No, you did not. Sorry, because you were still fighting for it at the end in my dream. And ooh, manager Jeff fighting. definitely could have used those 2 points most likely in his battle, as that would have made it a win and in situation for him in week 21. In terms of prize banana, Jeff was 4th at 8-3-0, and you were 5th at 7-4. So a fairly close tie at the top is tough to see. You won assist by 1. Jeff had 1 more game start and 1 more win. And, you know, a lot of the categories were within striking distance. So a good matchup.
Wait, how did Jeff and I not have any ties, and yet we tied each other?
Uh-oh. Maybe I copied it down wrong in my
I was just looking at that. I'm like, wait, how was I 7-4? I have to at least be something, something, and one. But while Steele is gathering that information, I'll take a look at Jeff's strong performers here. Did you talk about the numbers for the matchup? It was pretty close. I won assists by, I won assists by one. Jeff won shots on goal by five. And that's actually about it. It was the categories that each of us won were relatively, you know, pretty far out, pretty well in hand for whoever was winning them. But we'll look at Jeff's strong performers. Braden Point with 4 points, but managed to go minus five, 3 power play points though. Carlson with another 3 assists and minus five. I guess it's no surprise that Jeff was minus 21 on the week. Who else do we have here? Vince Dunn with 5 assists for Seattle. Good week for him. Robert Thomas, Matthew Tkachuk, and Brandon Montour, each with 3 points as well. And in net, Jeremy Swayman. He was talked about more at the beginning of the year before Linus Ullmark took the crease and ran with it. But 2 games started, 2 wins, a 150 goals against, and a 941 save percentage. And Anderson and Kemper were good as well. All 3 goalies combining for 6 games started, 5 wins, a 184 goals against, and a 926 save percentage.
Indeed, and I will continue looking into this one here. Ah, no, that's right.
Should I take a look at my own strong performers?
Oh, don't you worry, I'm coming in hot. All right, I'll have to take a look at this prize banana sheet. On the strong side for yourself, we'll start off with Mr. Jack Eichel, 3 goals, 2 assists, plus 5, 12 shots, 26 faceoff wins, 8 hits. Ivan Barbashev, coming in strong, 2 goals, 3 assists, plus 4, 6 shots, and 11 hits and 6 blocks. Brady Tkachuk, 2 goals, 3 assists, plus 4, 18 shots, 18 faceoff wins, 10 hits. Marchessault had 2 goals and assists apiece with 10 shots and 8 hits. Look at him go. Doughty had 4 assists to go along with 6 blocks, 3 hits, 2 on the power play. T.S. Ekholm was a plus 6, so he's enjoying life in Edmonton there. Rage Tage just had 3 points. Tyler Seguin, 2 goals, 3 assists, 1 on the power play, 11 shots, 29 faceoff wins. And then in net, Cam Talbot, 3 games started, 3 wins, a 234 goals against, and a 909 save percentage. And Corpus Allo did pretty well in his one start, got the win. 201 and a 923 save percentage.
Yeah, it's a shame he's projected to split starts with Copley for a while, because I mean, he's starting tonight. He's starting tonight, and he if he puts together a good outing, they might start to lean towards him. But we'll look at Jeff's weak performers. Tyler Toffoli, just 1 assist and 8 shots. Johnny Gaudreau, 1 assist and minus 6. He's at 305 overall right now. Pretty tough season for him. Petrie, no points, minus 2. Braden Schenn, 2 points, but minus 4. Not a great week offensively for manager Jeff, but nothing to say for his goalies. They were all pretty good.
And on your weak side, Mr. Backlund was pointless. He did have 15 shots and 30 faceoff wins. So I think that's probably what you'd expect. Maybe, you know, a point or two more as he comes down from his hot streak. As we scroll down here, we'll get to Mr. Provorov going pointless. Just the 4 hits and 2 blocks in what appears to be 2 games. McLeod, Hronek, and Pulock combined for 2 assists, minus 5, not a lot on the periphery side. And then, so I could butcher one more name today, Sam Montembeau. 1 game started, 313 goals against, and a 909 save percentage.
I had no idea who you were talking about at first. It sounded like Dikembe Mutombo, the way the last name came out, but... Anyways, we'll look at the MVP for this one. It's always trickier in a tie. And especially because the scoring was pretty even for everyone. Let's see here. I think I'm going to go with I'm going to give it to Barbashev, I think. A little lesser known, but those 11 hits and six blocks are pretty impressive for a forward.
Yeah, and you did win those categories. I'm happy to go with Ivan. Give him some recognition on his name. All right, so why don't you take us into our fifth matchup?
Yep, and so with our fifth matchup, we had manager Michael and team Hurtnakar, Call Makar, and manager Ryan and team Stammer Time. And this was a 10-2 victory for manager Ryan. Pretty definitive. I don't know if I can read the prize banana rankings. We will have to fill those in at a later date. But looking at the stats, Ryan won goals by 2, assists by 3, and everything else. Save percentage by 0.007, but it was a pretty comfortable matchup for him. And we can take a look at Michael's strong players. Of course, we heard about Dreisaitl's stat line earlier, so McDavid, 4 goals, 5 assists, 4 power play points, 18 shots, 30 faceoff wins. He could be out for the rest of the season and stay number one, probably. That wouldn't surprise me. His point total is just so high. Not almost outdone by Dmitry Orlov. I guess technically he kind of was outdone by Orlov with the plus 7. 3 goals, 6 assists, plus 7, 2 power play points, 7 shots, 6 hits, and 5 blocks. Worth reading out all the stats there. Juuso Välimäki with 4 assists and 11 blocks. Matty Beniers, 3 assists. And in net, led by John Gibson, 2 games started, 1 win, a 248 goals against, and a 925 save percentage.
I think I isolated the problem there, but I will discuss manager Mitch's strong players. We'll start
Manager Ryan.
Manager Ryan is who I was referring to. With my boy Anze Kopitar, had a strong week, 5 goals, didn't get any assists, but that's all right when you're fine in the back of the net. Plus 3, 1 power play point, 12 shots, 30 faceoff wins, 2 hits, and 3 blocks. Stephen Stamkos was pulling his best Dreisaitl impression here. Minus 6, but 4 points, 3 on the power play with 22 faceoff wins and 6 shots, 8 hits. Ovi had 3 points. Pastrnak, 2 goals, 3 assists, 13 shots. Brent Burns, yeah, man, my guys really came through for him here this week. 6 assists, plus 2, 3 power play points, 2 shots. Josh Morrissey, we're just pretty much powering manager Ryan's team at this point, as it's running on fumes, as it stumbles and falls and drowns its way to an early semifinal exit. 4 goals, 3 assists, minus 2, 1 power play point, 14 shots, 4 hits, and 7 blocks. And then he did have a couple decent net performances here. Markstrom, right before he tried to burn down my village, once again in my dream, just the 1 game started, 203 and a 941 save percentage. And UC Saros, 2 games started, a 1 win, a 153 goals against, and 951 save percentage. And Ottinger won 2 of his 3 starts.
And we'll look at manager Michael. He sold off a lot of his pieces, so it's probably safe to assume that everyone I didn't mention in his strong performances was a weak performer. So anything particularly egregious? I would say no. Maybe Bunting has been pretty bad for Toronto. Minus 2, no points, 3 shots, 4 hits. And Connor Ingram in Arizona, he's got to be 0%. He's 7% rostered. Oh, my goodness. 2 games started, no wins, a 458 goals against, and an 889 save percentage. And they've got that three-headed goalie monster, I believe, in Arizona of all teams. They're trying to keep Vejmelka on the bench so they can be bad for Bedard. That's Michael's week in a nutshell.
And manager Ryan had some stronger performances around the team, so not too many weak sides to pick on. But Anthony Cirelli, pointless, minus 6. Keegan Kolsar was pointless, 24 hits, so never mind. He did his job. Petey was zeros until you get to 7 shots, 5 hits, 5 blocks. So, you know what? The good performances. Marcus Foligno, I don't know when he got injured. Was pointless just at the 2 hits in the block. Looks like 1 game. So you know, I'm just going to stop reading out names at this point and say it was a good overall week for manager Ryan.
Yeah, touch on maybe, did you say, talk about the Dallas goalie?
I did say Ottinger got two of his three wins. Yeah. He had 868 save percentage and a 333 goals against. Didn't come back to bite manager Ryan in this matchup, but that's life.
And on the MVP, who are you going with here? I probably go Morrissey here.
Yeah, me too.
I think that's a very strong week, especially from a defenseman. And you're ready to take us into our last matchup?
I sure am. And if my scratch ticket is correct, is it manager Danny and Team Gritty versus manager Mitch and Top Shifley? There we go. A process of elimination I can occasionally do. It was a 10-1 shellacken for manager Mitch, as he kind of ran away with this one. For those following at home, this most likely is our prize banana with an 11-0-0 win against the league. And looking at the stat line, I do agree with it.
I would agree too. He had
a wild scoring output here. Manager Danny was, I don't think he did too bad. Hypothetically, he was 1-9-1 coming in 11th. So the power, the steam power has fallen off on Team Gritty. They're in the shop with the old Crown Vic getting it repaired for next year.
And yeah, I think that with Danny, it's always the faceoff win, hit, and block totals. I think those are almost guaranteed.
Definitely hurt.
But speaking of scratchy ticket, I heard a story today that a coworker, he's not a coworker of mine anymore, but a guy who works at the company I'm now at, he won a $55 million lottery. And no one knew about it until like 2 months later. And someone saw like a post of his on like one of the Toronto social media accounts about he won $55 million. And they were like, and then he quit. I mean, he worked for like, I think he worked for maybe 2 months is wrong. I think he worked for like a month after he won the lottery. It's like, man,
yeah, just getting everything figured out. Man, I was thinking, I always think about that. You know, I haven't bought a ticket in a while, but you know, I'd drop the hair, I'd put on some glasses and a hat, and I'd go by Harrison Gibson in my photo so nobody would know who I am. Immediately cut it all off and then run incognito. Just own my movie theater and have a great time.
It would be a great time, but Danny still managed to have some strong performers here. McKinnon with 4 goals, despite being -4. Jason Robertson, 2 goals, 4 assists, +4. So he continues his torrid pace on the season. And Sam Girard, a goal and 3 assists. Pavel Buchnevich, a goal and 6 assists. And in net, a decent comment, Mads Søgaard for Ottawa had a really good week, just the one game, but got the win, a 1.0 goals against and a 941. And Stuart Skinner, 3 games started, 2 wins, a 267 goals against and a 905 save percentage.
And as befitting of a prize banana performance, lots of strong performers here. Ropé Hintz, 5 goals, 2 assists, +3, 3 power play points, 15 shots, 14 faceoff wins. Mark Scheifele with 5 points, 2 on the power play, 10 shots and 29 faceoff wins. The Nuge keeps on trucking, 2 goals, 4 assists, 3 power play points, 9 shots. Martin Nekash, 2 goals, 5 assists, +5 power play points, 10 shots. Braden McNabb, 12 hits, 17 blocks to go along with a +4 and an assist. Gosha Spear, 2 goals, 3 assists, 4 power play points, +3, 10 shots on goal. Jared McCann, 4 goals, 2 assists, +6, 2 power play points, 17 shots. Kevin Fiala had 2 power play points with his 3 points. So manager Mitch had 22 goals, 35 assists, was a +23 and 23 power play points. So that was a torrid offensive explosion. And then in net, Sorokin, 2 games started, just the 1 win, but a .96 and a .963 save percentage. And Katahat, 2 games started, 1 win, a .196 goals against and a .922 save percentage. And, you know, Shesterkin got 1 win out of his 2 starts, but not the best peripherals.
And Danny, Yeah, he had a number of weak performers. Nola Chari, minus one, no points, 10 hits. Brandon Hagel, minus one with no points. Hanifin, no points, minus four. So yeah, I guess needless to say, not a great week from Danny, coming very low in the prize banana rankings. But we've said it a couple times, he's looking forward to next season. Happy with that. I'd probably call it a keeper upgrade on Jason Robertson, but remains to be seen.
Yeah, or at least, you know, protects a little insurance, if you will, on Father Time and Ovechkin. But weak side for manager Mitch. I really don't have many here. Shesterkin 885 and a 297, whoop-de-doo. But it's more so injuries and other circumstances that have kept some guys out. But on the skater side, everybody did well that played.
And who are you going with? There's quite a number of options for the MVP here.
There is a ton of options. I think I go with Jared McCann.
Me too. Yeah, especially with the plus six and the 17 shots on goal.
Yeah.
He led his team in both those categories. So kind of an explosive week from Mr. McCann.
Indeed. So that completes our recap. Where are we coming in at? Are we? Was that a quick one? Did we finally do it? 36 minutes,
we
not
did.
Too bad. We'll quickly run through the power rankings before we send you guys off on your merry way. Coming in at the bottom of tier four, number 12, Manager Neil.
And right after Manager Neil, number 11, Manager Matt T.
And top of number 10 is Manager Danny and Team McGritty.
We are switching back into the team names.
I know. I was like, I did do one nut wheeler. Oh,
I wasn't sure if we were going to. And yeah, got to say the Matt Poppy stash Poppy.
Of course.
And number 9, we have Manager Drew and Team Ratman Returns.
At the solo tier 3 is Manager Michael with coming in.
Hurting the car. 8. Call McCarr.
Hurting Carl? Call McCarr. One of these days we'll get there. I had a strange echo coming in before me that really threw me off.
Yeah, I bet. Those echoes can really be tough. Number 7, we have Manager Brendan and Team DJ's Advantage Dad, Kaner and the Breadman.
I feel like I haven't got to say his name in a long time. Then at number 6, we've got Manager Ryan, as expected, tumbling down these rankings with Team Stammer Time.
And at number 5, our prize banana on the week, Manager Mitch and Team Top Shifley.
And at the top of tier 2, you know, hurt his playoff chances, not getting the win. We'll see if he can do it in week 21. Manager Jeff with A Whole New World.
And the bronze medal, number 3, yours truly, Manager Matt K and Team The Real Slim Brady.
And coming in at number 2, Big Cats Back. Manager Jakes. Hypothetically, we're not quite in March Madness, but we're very close to March Madness. My team theme is the Wildcats, with the Wildcats everywhere. I've got as many cats going as far as they can.
Love it. It's a good, interesting strategy.
It's going to work.
And at number 1, we have yours truly, Manager Steele and Team Nelly Spaghetti.
Nelly Spaghetti is right. I'm going to have to do a deep dive on this prize banana. I was going to do it all over again anyways to get the full season updates and stats for y'all. Once again, obviously, this is a week in the future once we have that week 21 in the books. But yeah. Thanks for tuning in. Good luck in this final matchup. We got some real, real doozies of matchups in this rivalry week here. I'm going to crush Ryan to prevent having to owe a jersey. And you know, lots of playoff ramifications here as I desperately go to load. Jags, you know, is looking to up his seating. Jeff is trying to claim the final spot against Manager Mitch. Yours truly, manager Matt T, is fighting Hurtin' Carr, Colin McCarr, for a playoff spot. Obviously, manager Michael's out of it. And then our big matchup, DJ Zibanejad, Kaner and the Breadman, going versus Matt Poppy, Stash Poppy, in what potentially could be a winner takes all. So we'll see what happens. Stay tuned.
With all being the playoff spot. And I will clarify, that's Matt K versus Michael. You were in a roll, on a roll. I didn't want to break it up, but
thank you, lots to
look forward to.
Indeed. Thanks for tuning in, and good luck, everybody.
Bye-bye.